This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. A man was shot and killed by Aurora police Saturday following a robbery at a 7-Eleven that led to a car chase. When officers spotted the suspect's vehicle, they chased it into Denver near DIA. After police used a tactical maneuver to stop the car, the suspect allegedly exited the vehicle armed with a gun. Officers then fired at him and he died at the scene. Denver police are investigating the shooting. The Colorado Springs Independent will move to a nonprofit model at the end of this month. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The free Alt Weekly is currently owned and operated by local publisher John Weiss. According to an article on the Indy's website, while the paper's mission will stay the same, it will be operated by a Colorado Springs-based group called Citizen Powered Media. It joins a growing number of publications in adopting the funding model, including the Colorado Sun and the Colorado Times Recorder. The article says the Indy started in 1993 as an alternative to the Gazette and to counter a long-dead state amendment restricting the rights of LGBTQ plus people. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
And people interested in learning how to hunt will have an opportunity to learn from Colorado Parks and Wildlife experts. The program's available to adults and kids 12 and older. You must be a Colorado resident and have a valid hunter's education card. Applications are due October 14th. Highs near 70 for Denver. Today you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.